The food that Jesus ate. My goodness sakes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. The food Jesus ate. We are inclined to think that Jesus ate the foods that were current in his day, that were current in the times that he was being raised. And he did eat those foods, it's true. But that was not the food that Jesus really ate. The food that Jesus really ate was the food he had in his heart and his soul. For if Jesus had no food, he was satisfied. If he had food from the plate of his family, he was satisfied. If he visited friends or if he visited the royalty of the court, he ate the food that they served, and that was fine with him. He drank whatever was served, and he enjoyed whatever was presented to him. But the food that Jesus ate was not really the food that he consumed. It was not the food that was growing in the gardens and growing in the fields. It was not the things that everybody else was eating, though he ate that. That was not the food that nourished his body and nourished his soul. The food that nourished Jesus was the food of his heart. It was the food of his recognition of the manna of the divine within him. The divine food within him that said, "You are what you eat." And so he ate good ideas. He loved his neighbor like himself. He went out and he did things that were a blessing to everyone. And we say, well, why is it that if he had the power to heal and the power to bless other people like that, why didn't he heal everybody? Because he could have surely gone around and healed everyone. Well, his was not to change other people's attitudes and change other people's worlds by laying his hands on them and healing them. His way was to teach them how to do it for themselves, how to heal themselves, how to get the right attitudes of their own mind, how to think the right thoughts that were going to uplift their own hearts, to feed their own soul, to feed their own heart, to feed their own being. And he said, "It's done unto you according to your belief." And so he gave them little tidbits of the absolute belief, the belief of the divine essence, the divine food, the divine manna. And as he gave this to them, some heard, and some learned, and some benefited. But most, it fell upon rocky ground and did not come forth at all. Or did it? How do we know what lessons Jesus taught of how to eat? How do we know how that was played out in the lives of his disciples, in the lives of the people who were near him and dear to him? How do we know? Well, we have a few stories, but very few. And we have a few tales that tell of what went on in Jesus' time. And we have some insight into how a master, living among people who would be masters, expressed himself and lived. They say that Saint Germain, one of the masters of the world, that he never ate any meals, never ate any food, that he would sit at the table with people and he would be with them during their mealtime and talk with them, but he never ate anything himself. He had food on his plate, but it just sort of disappeared. He had foods in his glass and his cup, and it just sort of disappeared, but never once did he put it to his mouth. Because he ate of a divine food. He ate of the food that Jesus ate of. He ate of the food that Jesus taught of eating of. It's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out. It's not what we take into our being what we observe in the world. It's how we observe what we observe. If we observe all the world as being good and very good, then so it is. If the food that goes into our mouth is the essence of the divine, like the food that Moses fed to his people in the desert, they had no crops, they had nothing, but he gave them the manna of heaven. And that same manna is available to everyone. It's available to all of us. It is called our divine essence. And as we think our divine essence, as we believe our divine essence, then we begin to dine as Jesus had dined, on the substance of the infinite presence within himself. You and I, we each dine on the substance of the infinite presence more thoroughly than we have ever given ourselves credit for doing. We dine on this infinite essence within each one of us, which is so delicious, so delightful, so fulfilling, so rewarding that we cannot put any words to it. In the Dead Sea Scrolls that were found, stories that were missing from the Bible are revealed. Stories that were missing from the life of Jesus and how he went around and how he served his people and how he ate with his people and how he did things with his people. And these stories are most interesting because in all the stories, it is not what he puts into his mouth, but what he teaches others to put into their mouth. To put into their mouth the thought that they are divine, that they are beautiful, that they are good, that they are wonderful. Each of us can start today to give ourselves the finest meal in the world, the manna of heaven. We can feed ourselves this essence and call it good and very good. And just as a fine chef prepares food with love, and that love is tasted by all who eat it, so an unhappy chef serves food with unhappiness, and that food is a torment to the body, creating cancer, creating problems in the body. So we have to not be interested in food prepared by anyone else. We must go to our own table and prepare before us our food as Jesus did, and call it good and very good. As we go to our own table, we find that all that we need to make us satisfied, all that we need to make us fulfilled, is there. And whether it be a grain of rice, as the masters of the Himalayas dined on, or whether it be a full 5, 7, 10-course meal, it makes no difference. For it is a divine essence. It is a divine substance. And as the statement was in the Life and Teachings, you're hungry? What would you like? Would you like a sandwich? Would you like to have the flour in which to make your bread? Would you like to have the bread? Would that be satisfying? Would you like to have the condiments that go on the bread to make it a fulfilling meal? Would you like to have anything at all? Whatever your heart desires, think that thought and demonstrate that in your life. Each one of us knows exactly what Jesus ate, for that is our divine substance. That is our atomic energy. That is the reality of who we are that is so great and so wonderful and so fantastic and so fulfilling. It's our reality. When we realize that, then we know that all is in divine order. Then we know that we are dining as the Master had dined. We are eating the food that Jesus ate. We are eating the food that all masters eat, all great teachers eat, all great religious leaders and philosophical leaders live on. the manna of the indwelling presence, now and always. Such is the truth about our nature, today and every day of our life. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love.